Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting, a show that doesn't have anything to do with sex. It's about community podcasting or citizen podcasting. And the bandwidth for this show comes from IP House in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm still working on Katrina. This time I'm going to take a look at sort of the FEMA of old, because the FEMA of today is sort of a mess. And in the old days, right around the Y2K transition, FEMA was pretty hot bananas, and we used a lot of their stuff when we were planning the Y2K preparations for the city of St. Paul. So I thought I'd dig into that, and I went out to their site just this week to look up some of the stuff that we used, and I was surprised to discover that it's all gone, because the Bush administration's version of FEMA canceled the project that we relied on a lot in St. Paul. It was called Project Impact. So here's a little tip for you folks in the federal government. I think that was a bad decision. You should probably unmake that decision, because I think a lot of what happened in New Orleans is something that we could head off. Of course, this is about podcasting, and so really what I was interested in was how podcasting could help a project like that. So first I'm going to replay what the project is all about, because it's gone at the moment. I had to go into the web archive and go back to 1998 and 1999 to find this stuff, because it's all been erased from the current FEMA site. And I'll put a link out on the show notes for this show for those of you who are interested in seeing this, because it took me a while to dig this up, but it's pretty good, and so I'll put the link out there for you to find it. Anyway, Project Impact was all about building a disaster-resistant community before the disaster hit. It was really all about preparations. And they had four chunks to what they were doing. They had you build partnerships and then assess hazards and then do mitigation and then finally communicate with people. And I was thinking, well, how could podcasting help with that? And I came up with a few ideas, so here it goes. Of course, when we were doing this in St. Paul, there wasn't any podcasting. This was 1998. But a lot of our time was spent in that first chunk, the building partnerships chunk. I was quite struck with a quote from Senator Dole's wife, who at that time was running the Red Cross. She used to say, you know, the time to build partnerships and build trust is not when the creek is rising, but beforehand. And I really think that's true. And so in St. Paul, what we did is we gave lots and lots of speeches around town. I don't know, but Norm Coleman was the mayor at that time, and I think between the two of us, we had to have given 100 speeches about Y2K all over town and church basements and stuff. And I was thinking how podcasting could really help that, where if you had a portfolio of sort of those best partnership building speeches and you had them out on the net as podcasts, people could go listen to them. And one of the things that's coming up in another show here on Sex and Podcasting is the notion of doing these all in different languages, because I think podcasting lends itself to that as well. You could do a whole series of podcasts in a whole bunch of languages, and it wouldn't be that expensive to produce them, and it certainly wouldn't be that expensive to distribute them. So anyway, I think podcasting would be great in the sort of build partnerships phase of a Project Impact type project. I think, you know, hazard assessment and mitigation, I couldn't come up with a whole lot there. I think that's really analytical work, but I do think that individuals and small businesses could get educational material via podcast that could teach them how to do that stuff, and that might be pretty neat. And then clearly podcasting would be great for sort of communicating amongst the partners and the rest of the community. It would be just another terrific channel for sort of that ongoing communications stuff that you have to do to keep the disaster-resistant community momentum going. Be a great way to keep people energized. So anyway, there's my rant about how podcasting could help a community that's getting ready to be coping with a disaster. And getting ready is what we called the program in St. Paul. Norm Coleman was my mayor there, and he was a terrific aide and a terrific support. He and I sort of have to agree to disagree on most things political, since he's drunk the neocon Kool-Aid, and I'm not terribly far left, but I'm definitely left of center. So we just, you know, have a beer and disagree about that stuff. But I think one thing we would still agree on a lot is the notion that government really needs to be effective, no matter how much of it you decide that you need. What we saw in the last few weeks in New Orleans was government not being effective, and I think Norm and I would find a lot of common ground there. And I think that stuff like Project Impact is a great way to be effective for not a whole lot of money, and I think podcasting could help with that kind of thing a lot. So anyway, I was thinking about Norm, and I was thinking about Get Ready, and that's where the song came from this time. I went into iTunes and just typed in Get Ready to see what kind of songs came up. And I came across Chaka Khan's Get Ready, Get Set. Chaka Khan is a big memory of mine in New York, when I lived in New York. And when I had to commute out to Brooklyn a fair amount for some projects that I did there. Norm came from Brooklyn. So this is sort of a gestalt, if you call it that, of sort of remembering Norm and remembering Brooklyn and Get Ready, and here's Chaka Khan singing a song that we can dedicate to the folks who are trying to get their communities ready and doing podcasts along the way. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.